Thursday, November 3rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, on today's edition of Today in Perspective, we're actually going to kick this off with a question that came in to our Ask the Pastor segment. This is more appropriate for a weekday program. Harry, it deals with the new Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. Our listener Stephen asks, what do you think about Giorgia Meloni?
The media outside of Italy has consistently and regularly referred to her as a, quote, hard right, or far right, or semi-fascist, and in some case, fascist government, hearkening back the days of Mussolini and his fascism that led them into the League of the Axis Powers and World War II with the fascist movement of Hitler. Now, that's what's called as producing guilt by association, but I think it's a little more than that. The media has become the propaganda arm. The media, or at least 80 to 90% of the media, has become the propaganda arm for the cultural revolution of progressive secular humanism, which is absolutely committed to the deconstruction of Western civilization. And in Western civilization, the prime mover, the prime definer coming out of the Enlightenment was the impact of the Reformation. The Reformation set up the values, set up the institutions, set up the pillars of the societies and nations that would be identified within the boundaries and the realm of Western civilization. Well, in our present movement to the, quote, far left, in our present movement towards secular humanism and the political and social institutions that it is proposing, it has to dismantle Western civilization. Thus, the cultural revolutionary concept is played out before us day by day. And one of the things in a revolution is that you learn to condemn what you previously celebrated, and you celebrate what you previously condemned. Well, in the current revolutionary movement and its deconstruction of Western civilization, that which is being deconstructed, redefined, or dismissed is family, gender, sexual ethics, marriage, etc. The whole dynamics of the biblical world and life view that had moved through the work of men and women coming to Christ and being discipled, and then the church, even with its imperfections, producing disciples who became salt and light in the public square, and public theology brought the blessings of common grace to bring these institutions into the culture. Guess what? She's pro-family. Guess what? She believes your gender is assigned at birth. You're born male or female. She believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. Now, where she is spiritually, I'm not aware. I understand she is a practicing Catholic, but her response to the Cultural Revolution is one that would be identified with conservatism. But now you see both the view and the tactic of the propaganda arm of the Cultural Revolution, and that is the current media and the approach that they have to journalism, which is labeling. If we can shame people by labeling them. So here is someone that has merely made statements that she wants to have policies that encourage the birth rate, policies that encourage the family structure, policies that encourage the sanity of gender, male and female, policies that uphold the rudiments of Western civilization. Then she must be labeled far right, hard right, or fascist. And that is exactly another tactic in a revolutionary movement within the culture. So now we have the deconstruction and decimation of family, parenting, gender, sexuality, and even the sacredness of life. And the way that you keep that movement going is by marginalizing the conservative movement that wants to argue not for the perfections of the status quo, but for the principles of the status quo and the guardrails and the guidelines and the tracks of what was historically called Western civilization. Now, as for her, while there is no evidence of fascism, there is every evidence that she's a conservative. That's why the electorate was so responsible to her, because they see what is happening within their nation in the plummeting birth rate, the dissipation of culture, the rise of crime, and the lack of accountability to those who work within the government. One of her premier and primary commitments was an analysis of government to sharpen the pencil on the budget and at the same time make sure that those who are hired to do the work in the government do their work, in other words, bureaucrat accountability, which leads to a quote-unquote smaller government. So here is a woman who is promoting policies of ordered freedom and yet ordered responsibility within the boundaries of freedom and the minimization of government instead of the maximization of government. Now you see the propaganda tactics of the majority of the journalist agencies in the reporting and the analysis of her election. Tom, one other thing that has brought the ire of journalists outside of Italy, she has made it astonishingly clear in her policy proposals that Italy is not going to roll over and become a puppet of the European Union. They are going to speak to the policies of the European Union, and they are going to speak against those that they believe are counterproductive for the well-being of the nation of Italy itself. So again, the remembrance of what happened in Brexit and the exit of Britain from the European Union, therefore, they want to make sure that Italy stays in the fold of the European Union and rubber stamp any policies that are being proposed.
Harry, it's pretty obvious from the things that the Prime Minister said during her campaign and even as she took office, she very much defends the historical fact of Europe's Christian identity. A quick question, Harry. In Mark 9, John comes to Jesus and says, hey, there's someone over here that's not a part of us that are casting out demons. And I'm paraphrasing here, but Jesus comes back and says, hey, you know, hold on. Whoever's not against us is for us. Would you put this new prime minister in that category?
I have no idea where she is spiritually, but I do know her policies make sense. And one of the things that evidences the sensibility is not only who is speaking against her in terms of the progressive secular journalist juggernaut that is at work in the deconstruction of Western civilization, but how they are doing it in terms of dishonest reporting and editorializing in the name of investigative journalism. And clearly, the journalists have put themselves in opposition to her, and their tactics reveal what they are attempting to accomplish and how this person and her policies must be marginalized. That becomes a giveaway. But the last thing I would say to Christians is learn to think biblically, learn to think analytically, and realize that nothing comes to you without coming out of the world and life view of the person that is producing it, whether it's a journalistic report or whether it's a book or a television program. Everything comes from a world and life view. And here, this becomes a wonderful, almost clinical case for you to take a look at not only where she is actually and how she is being portrayed through the institution of journalism, and therefore that gives you an opportunity to look at the world and life view of journalism in general, and that ought to prepare you for our current political seasons and those that are coming.
Tomorrow is Friday. That means we will return to our Ask the Pastor segment, where we're answering questions from our listeners. If you would like to participate in our Ask the Pastor Friday program, send us your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Questions concerning what does the scripture text mean, or perhaps questions concerning issues of life and how the Bible addresses those issues. Again, write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.